The heroin epidemic has hit Seattle and King County hard, but it's not the only opiate that we need to worry about. There's another drug causing deaths. It's called fentanyl, and Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is here to tell us about the impact this drug is having in British Columbia. Vaughn, hello.
Hi, Kim. I hate to report that we're on the cutting edge of a really disturbing trend, but it does appear to be the case here in British Columbia. The fentanyl thing is completely out of control. In fact, it's led to a declaration of a public health emergency here in BC.
Now, for those of us who haven't heard, tell us a little bit, just what is fentanyl?
I appreciate you asking, because I hadn't heard the thing either until recently, and I think most Canadians, that's true. It's an opioid. It is synthetic. It was developed as a painkiller. It has become a drug of choice in the illicit drug trade because it is cheaper to make than heroin. It is a lot more potent, and it's more deadly. A fairly small dosage will kill you. And what we're seeing, it used to be that it would be mixed with heroin. Now it's being just delivered by itself. The drug cartels are distributing it. They're selling it. As I say, it's cheaper to make and easier to distribute, so it's happening. And because of the lack of public awareness, even among public health officials, and I've seen this in the coverage in the United States as well, it's very difficult to deal with. There is an antidote, which if given will counteract the effects of an overdose, but it's only in the last little while that the antidote has been widely distributed by public health officials. They're hoping that that, combined with the public health emergency, will curb the death toll, but I'll give you the latest statistics here in British Columbia. 200 drug deaths and drug overdose in British Columbia this year, and half of them are blamed on fentanyl.
Now, you mentioned the potency, Vaughn, and I understand it can be up to 100 times
yes.
more powerful than morphine. What is it that first responders in British Columbia are facing?
Well, they're now at least... there's a couple of things that have happened. Because the province's medical health officers declared this health emergency, and we do have a public health care system that's very comprehensive in Canada, at least there's an awareness. They've started to distribute widely and for free the treatment kits. So most public health offices in the province now have the antidote, know to look for it. The coroner's office is testing for fentanyl now in drug overdoses. They didn't do that recently. Province of Alberta has had the same problem. The problem seems to be moving eastward toward the eastern Canadian provinces. I see the New York Times had a piece recently talking about the New England states. But I think it's just like a couple of years ago, nobody had heard of this. I mean, the drug had been around a long time, but nobody had heard of it as being the drug of choice. And now, as I said, the cartels have gotten into it in a big way because apparently it's fairly cheap to manufacture. It's cheaper to make than heroin and distribute. Of course, it's artificial, so you actually do make it. And, you know, you can it because it's so powerful, you get a very strong high-impact high. But because it's so powerful, it's also very, very deadly.
People just don't know what they're getting into.
That's true, Kim. That's they have cases here where they've reversed the effects. They've dealt with the overdose, used the antidote, and the person who, when they come out of it, didn't even know they'd taken fentanyl. They thought they were getting heroin. The other thing that's pretty disturbing here in British Columbia is that, you know, we're looked to in BC as a place that has dealt with drug abuse and drug overdoses by some fairly innovative methods. We had an epidemic of heroin deaths in the 1990s. That led to the establishment of North America's first prescription drug injection clinic. It has led to a major reduction in heroin-related deaths. It's the only one in North America, so that clinic is looked to. But, you know, I guess in the war on drugs and the effort to control drugs, there's always a new drug coming along and a new problem of abuse. And that, as I say, has led the province's chief medical health officer, Dr. Perdy Kendall, to declare a public health emergency over fentanyl.
Well, city officials here in Seattle are aware that fentanyl is dangerous, and it could become a big problem here. But officials here say they've only seen a handful of overdoses so far. In BC, what kind of pressure are public officials facing now that the number of overdoses is going up so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, they thought that by, as I say, declaring a public health emergency, distributing the antidote, educating public health officials what to look for, all of that would help, and I guess it has, but the latest statistics indicate that the problem has not peaked yet. The death rate is rising. I think we had, well, as I say, the number for the first 4 months of the year is 200 drug overdose deaths in British Columbia, which is a big jump over last year at this rate. That would projected forward, I guess that would be 800. And fully half of them are related to fentanyl. Neighboring Alberta, again, the same problem. They've actually had, I think, higher rate of death than we have. And as I say, it looks as if the problem is migrating eastward. I'm seeing coverage in the newspapers in Ontario about, again, the same saga, deaths from fentanyl, calls for public health to start distributing the antidote, to start training emergency room people to know what to look for. I mean, there's all the things you can do to minimize it, but as I say, we just seem to be at the cutting edge of a crisis, and we haven't really got a handle on it yet.
All right, Vaughn, we'll be tracking this story in the weeks to come. Thank you. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun.